Part 1. Separation. 1. I was growed up when the war come, and I was a mother before it closed. Babies was snatched from their mothers' breasts and sold to speculators. Children were separated from sisters and brothers and never saw each other again. Of course they cry. You think they not cry when they sold like cattle? I could tell you about it all day. But even then you couldn't guess the awfulness of it. Delia Garlick, former slave, Montgomery, Alabama. Fine black boy for sale. Separation and loss among enslaved children. A vague fear came over me, but I did not know why. Thomas Lewis Johnson, former slave. Early in the fall of 1836, N.A. Hinkle of Snickersville, Virginia, wrote a letter of 5 lines to slave trader William Crow in Charlestown, Virginia. A friend of mine, the letter said, has a fine black boy that is now in the market for sale, and I told him that I would write to you about him. He is about 12 years old, not tall for his age, but very stout. You had better come over or send some word immediately about him, if you want to get him. The brief communication was layered with significance. A child for sale, a sense of urgency, the need to act immediately to stave off competition, or perhaps to get this boy to a purchaser in time for the harvest. The boy was 12 years old, ready to be put to work in the fields or in a craftsman's shop to learn a trade. He was not tall, but his strong, sturdy body rendered him capable of doing the hard labor that a new owner would require.